Save Our Recycling. That's the title of the campaign aimed to pressure the state government into building a New South Wales that sustainably manages its own waste here on home soil. Here's Linda Scott, the president of local government New South Wales.
With the enormous disruption from China's decision to stop taking much of the world's recycling, including much from New South Wales, we've had to look for new and innovative solutions to make sure that recycling can continue in New South Wales. One way we have identified is through the New South Wales Waste Levy.
The state government currently collects a fee from some licensed waste facilities for every tonne of waste that piles up at each facility. The collection of these fees make up the waste levy. The idea of the levy is to reduce the amount of waste being landfilled and promote recycling and resource recovery. But Ms. Scott says the government isn't reinvesting the funds back into the purpose it was intended for.
Only about 18% of the $300 million is returned to New South Wales councils for the management of waste.
While New South Wales Environment and Protection Authority declined for an interview, they provided information stating that the waste levy is funding Australia's largest waste and recycling program, with $802 million being invested into waste management.
The state government has reinvested $802 million over a 10-year period in the waste crisis in New South Wales. And yet in 1 year alone, they collected $727 million in the form of a waste levy.
So far, 14 councils have signed up to support the Save Our Recycling campaign. Ms. Scott says onshore facilities would create jobs, boost the economy, and relieve the current waste crisis while aligning with a sustainable future.
That's why we're calling on the state government to do more and to reinvest the entire New South Wales waste levy in recycling, not just a small proportion of that over a 10-year period.
What the Save Our Recycling campaign is asking for sounds pretty straightforward. Just reinvest the waste levy back into building our own recycling system. Easy, right? So why hasn't it already happened?
I guess it comes down to this thing about investment.
That was Jenny Downs, Senior Research Consultant at the Institute for Sustainable Futures at UTS. She says at the moment, New South Wales is producing a lot of waste, and apparently we are really good at collecting and sorting it out for recycling, but we don't have a market at the moment to process our recycling into new material.
And there's two parts to that. We both need to build the facilities to be able to reprocess that, but we also need to have the market for people who want to use that in new products. And that's where it gets complicated about how quickly we could move to onshore, to local reprocessing, and to how much we could do onshore, because no matter how much we collect and we reprocess, unless someone's willing to use that in other products.
And by that, she means the recycled material from our water bottles, toilet paper, printed paper, and other consumer products, as well as business and industrial products.
There's no point to reprocessing it if we aren't going to buy it back in material. So it needs to be a two-prong approach. We need to increase onshore processing facilities, but we also need to have households, business and government commit to buying back products and materials made out of recycled materials.
Ms. Downs says New South Wales is actually a national leader in adopting a circular economy policy, which supports as much reuse and recycling as possible. She describes the policy as being a bottom-up model.
So the government is playing a support role to help business and industry transition. What I think local government New South Wales is really calling for is a much more hands-on, direct, top-down model where government leads, potentially regulates, but certainly incentivizes and funds these changes to get them to happen much more quickly.
Ms. Downs says the waste levy is currently funding the solutions to problems we haven't entirely fixed yet, such as illegal dumping, as opposed to being solely directed towards waste and recycling infrastructure.
While that's what the government has always said the levy is for, so, you know, on principle, that is exactly what they should be doing. In reality, that money is currently going elsewhere at the moment, and it's being spent on other things that we probably would agree are important.
Here's Linda Scott again on the Save Our Recycling campaign.
We're calling on the state government to work more closely with us to support the future of recycling in New South Wales, to reinvest the New South Wales waste levy back in the purpose that it's designed for, and that is to support recycling and waste management in New South Wales.